Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The scandal in the Massachusetts Probation Department will be addressed during budget debate in the state Senate today. Amid charges of nepotism and mismanagement by Probation Commissioner John O'Brien, a proposed budget amendment calls for more oversight of the commissioner and a limited term in office. Advocates for Children are also weighing in. They say under O'Brien, public safety has been compromised because of the way the probation department handles juvenile offender cases. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reports.
Suspended probation commissioner John O'Brien is on the hot seat for employing some 250 friends, relatives, and financial backers of politicians, according to the Boston Globe. But criminal justice activists say O'Brien's leadership of the department has undermined the whole system by taking a hardline approach to minor offenders and by refusing to share data.
The O'Brien administration is really a major shift where you really have a probation department that operates much more under a typical law enforcement model.
Lael Chester is the executive director of Citizens for Juvenile Justice. She says instead of having the child-focused approach the department had before O'Brien's tenure, now it usually enforces unbending rules.
Two-thirds of all the violations of probations, two-thirds of those are for technical violations, not for new offenses. That's enormous.
Technical violations are not crimes. They happen when someone on probation, in lieu of a prison sentence, doesn't adhere to one of the conditions of probation, such as avoiding drugs or going to school. Probation officers enforce those conditions, but they also act as social workers, connecting offenders to services. Some go the extra mile to help, but some probation officers rush juveniles back into court. Chester says that's an expensive and ineffective solution.
But what the research shows is that it is using incarceration to enforce technical violations is actually going to increase the risk to the public safety.
It sounds as if you're saying that in addition to all the alleged patronage that O'Brien has in the department, that he's also making the Commonwealth a less safe place.
I think the answer to that is yes.
Critics say the probation department under O'Brien does not work with other public safety agencies to reduce crime and lower recidivism. Elise Clausen is the executive director of the Crime and Justice Institute.
There's not a sense of openness and true collaboration and transparency, so you don't know enough about what's actually going on.
Clausen says there is research showing what techniques work with people on probation, but Massachusetts has fallen behind other states in implementing these programs because the probation department is so secretive.
No one's ever been really willing to tell us what they do. You know, how do they assess risk? How do they supervise people? How do they manage their caseloads? What kind of case planning do they have? What kind of interventions do they use? Do they meet what the evidence says makes sense?
The legislature doesn't fully know what the department does either, says Chester of Citizens for Juvenile Justice. Despite this, probation's budget has grown 160% from 1998 to 2008. Chester says she's frustrated O'Brien doesn't release basic data about how it spends that money, such as how many people it serves, their age, race, and crime.
I don't know how, Commissioner, you can run an agency the size of his agency and not know some of the basic information. Now, it's possible that he has some of that data, that he just hasn't shared it.
The probation department says it was unable to answer WBUR's questions about the data in time for this report. Today, the legislature steps in and votes on amendments that would take away the commissioner's lifetime appointment and the exclusive authority to hire and fire. It would also establish a task force to consider whether oversight of the probation department should be moved either to the judiciary or the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.